is Susan Sutton, editor of ASI. Today I'm speaking with Heather McGinley of Dow Microbial Control, who has authored an article entitled Glutaraldehyde Uses and Counterfeits for our March 2013 issue. Heather, thank you for taking some time to speak with me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's good to be here.
Please explain what glutaraldehyde is.
Well, glutaraldehyde is a chemical that has a unique reactivity toward microbes, so bacteria, fungi, and algae. And because of that reactivity, it can be used actually to control these microbes, and it's used as a biocide in a wide variety of industrial applications, ranging from the oil field to disinfection of poultry houses to disinfection of medical equipment.
How is it used in adhesives and sealants?
It can be used in two different ways. The first is as a preservative for water-based formulations. So what that means is you add it to your formulation and it prevents microbes like bacteria and fungi from growing, and that can help to extend the shelf life of your product. It can also be used to clean up microbes in raw materials and in manufacturing facilities, and that helps to prevent any microbes from getting into your finished product in the first place.
And why is counterfeiting a concern?
Well, that's an important question. Genuine glutaraldehyde isn't easy to make, but we have found recently that formulators are making money by cheating customers, essentially by taking genuine glutaraldehyde and diluting it down with things like formaldehyde. And that's a problem for a few reasons. Obviously, you're not getting what you paid for, but it's also really a safety concern, because if you think that you're handling glutaraldehyde and that really has some formaldehyde in it, which is a carcinogen, you might not be using the right personal protective equipment. You might not be having some of the right controls in place that you would if you knew that you were using something like formaldehyde.
And is it easy to identify counterfeit products?
Well, not really. It can be difficult because particularly with formaldehyde, it's got some similar chemical properties to glutaraldehyde. And so when you use the most common quality control method, which is the titration, the blended lookalike product and the genuine glutaraldehyde product look almost identical. So you really need some sophisticated laboratory equipment and methods in order to be able to really see the difference.
Then how can companies make sure they're using genuine glutaraldehyde?
Well, there's a couple different ways. One is, so for Dow in particular, we use a genuine glutaraldehyde seal that we put on all of our drums that go out the door from our manufacturing facilities. Also, you know, it's really important to use a trusted distributor. If you're getting something where you see it seems like the price is too good to be true, it probably is. And you can also visit glutaraldehyde.com for some more information. There's also some information in one of the papers that's referenced in our upcoming article that describes this analytical method. So if you do have laboratory capabilities, you can do your own testing as well.
Heather, thanks again.
Thank you.
To learn more about glutaraldehyde uses and counterfeits, read the full article in our March 2013 issue, available now at adhesivesmag.com.